Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com. Throw your hands in the air
if you're a true player. Big booty is my kryptonite.
That boy is good.
Mm-hmm. Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
This is Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Jacob Albrecht on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
All right, the hits keep coming. Zach Bush joining us now. Head coach of the Aftershocks. Unbeaten head coach of the Aftershocks, I might add. But I got to ask you first, Zach, were you a player or a coach chasing Connor Frankamp around last night? That looked like a vintage NCAA tournament stuff from you, man.
Oh, you know it. That I abandoned all coaching wherewithal, and I went full player mode and back to your true self of, oh, my gosh, he really just hit that. Go grab him.
Yeah, good for you, buddy. What
Zach,
a moment.
We got, we're a upfront and honest program here. You sound like you had a good time last night. How are you feeling this morning?
I did. I'm a little groggy still. You can hear in the voice a little bit, a little stuffed up. But no, we had so much fun
allergy
last night.
Season, right?
It is.
Allergies. I think we've moved past allergies last night. But what an incredible moment! Aftershocks win it with the fantastic Elam ending. We'll get into how the tournament works here in a little bit, but let's get into the moment last night. I've used the word frantic here this morning, and it could be applied to not only last night, but really the endings to a degree in all three games. Certainly game two, there was a frantic feel to it. How difficult is it to slow the game down when you and your staff are really trying to get a message to guys to say, like, hey, look, this is what we want to do. You guys obviously devised a really nice back cut to win the game for Richard in game one. You got the defensive play with the strip and the slip to the basket by Connor in game two. And then you got a clear, great shot for Connor to win in game three. But how much of a challenge has that been for you guys, Zach?
Honestly, not as much as I thought it would have been.
Really?
If you watch the games in this, a lot of times teams do panic. You get to the Elam, especially when you're down, and you can feel that pressure just tighten. And it seems like we've made it so incredibly hard on ourselves. Every time we've gone to the Elam, we've given up a bucket right before or to start the Elam. You know, we come out of this one, they had called a timeout, they come right out of it and score. So now I think it was about a 10-point deficit we were going to have to overcome. And our guys have just been unbelievable at staying the course, staying poised, and they've come down and run good actions. They haven't panicked. A lot of teams panic and feel like they got to get it all back at once. And you even saw that with ALS when we went up one last night. They just kept going for the three. And it's like, guys, I mean, if I'm them, you just got to score. You can't worry about at that point if it's two or three. You got to keep putting points on the board. So our guys have been incredibly mature. They haven't panicked, and they just keep seeming to find a way. And huge shout-out to the rest of the guys. I mean, this isn't like I'm the head coach and nobody else does anything. We absolutely all share the responsibility equally. JR, Stutz, Ron, everybody has a voice in this, and we really do share it. Garrett drew up a beautiful backdoor for Connor that we ended up getting but got called off by a charge, and Ron and JR all game were drawing stuff up out of timeout. So without them, I'm no pretender. We definitely wouldn't have won that game.
It's right. So you guys chose the two on Sunday, and the Elam ending, you know, there's a lot of strategy in it. We talked about that a lot. Can I get you on my site? Can we just implement the Elam ending everywhere? I'm that in love with it. I love it. I don't know how you feel about that as it translates to just outside TBT, but it gives us a great ending, it seems like, in every game that we watch.
It really does. I'm typically a purist. I am, if you know me well, I do not do well with change, but man, that is, it's just so much fun. Like the way every game ends, there's no letdown with 6 seconds because, okay, we got to stop and, you know, we're up three and we hit two free throws now and it's five and the fans can kind of exhale. It always just has that tension and it is so much fun. And I mean, who doesn't want to see Connor Frankamp to continue to hit game winning shots like that and the way the games have ended for us?
Well, you can't ask for anything better than him having a shot where he can actually catch it, get his feet right. I mean, that's like taking a free throw for him. So pretty good stuff. All right, Zach, so now give us a sense for now you're on to Ohio. You go to Dayton. You're in the, what are we calling it, Elite Eight, Final Eight, TBT version of it. But now all of a sudden the carrot at the end of the stick is focused a little bit different. You've got the momentum of playing at home, the celebration of Wichita State basketball, guys coming back that sustain you on one level. But now 3 wins later, here you guys are in a position where the carrot at the end of the stick is clearly the $1 million. So does the focus change a little bit now when the venue changes?
You know, it's going to change our perspective a little bit. Maybe not our perspective, but our focus has to change a little bit. We do rely so much on the fan base and how much energy they give us. Just you said it the whole weekend. We had all these alumni guys back, and there were so many different aspects of it and dynamics that were at play. And now, you know, you lose that a little bit. And I assume, you know, we'll have a decent amount of fans travel, but it's not going to be the same kind of home court advantage. But now your focus really does sharpen to, you know, thinking instead of just, hey, let's get out of the regional, or hey, let's make sure we give the fans 3 games. It's, hey, we really have a chance to win this thing now. You know, it's anybody's ball game when you get this late into it. And as well as we're playing, it seems like this last, you know, about game and a half, it's, you know, who's to say we can't go win it all?
How does this work, Zach Bush, now head coach, aftershocks, 3 wins, 3 to go? How does it work? How does the next week or so, week or 10 days look for you guys? Is the team able to stay together? Are you guys able to practice? Do you kind of have to split up and reconvene? What are we looking at here?
Well, quite a few of the guys, I think, had 6 a.m. flights this morning, and I can assure you those were not made. we had to rebook some flights after last night. But now everybody will kind of break here and go home. And then, you know, we got some things to figure out. We haven't talked about a ton. TBT required us before the guys left. They had to sit down with their people and book a flight to Dayton out of wherever they were going. Dayton pays for that, for the final 8 teams. But we get in on the 30th, and it's hard. You know, how do you bring everybody back together when they're going all their separate ways? And then we also have to go to Dayton. So it's hard enough, you know, with Wichita not being a place that flies direct into a lot of areas. We probably will not be able to get back together. It'll just have to be, we'll have some calls and discuss some things, maybe look at a little film. But that's how a lot of teams have, you know, kind of have to do this on the fly. They're not able to completely stay together because financially you just can't, you know, how do you pay for hotel rooms and all those funds for almost 3 weeks?
Yeah, no kidding. You just talked about film, and this was a question that I was thinking about previous to the game with ALS. How much work do you guys get to do with film, and how much time have you and the staff spent actually breaking it down? Do you have someone on a scout?
Yeah, it's tough. In college, you have a software or a system called Synergy, where all college basketball games are uploaded onto it. And as coaches, you have access to that, and you can go in and break down your opponent. You can go back years past, and so you're able to, with plenty of time, go in. With TBT, you know, you don't have that. So we rely on a lot of in-person stuff. So Ron and JR and Garrett have done a great job. They had watched some of ALS games, and then beyond that, we just will go find clips of these players and in their overseas careers, and we'll go and find, you know, kind of what kind of player they are. You can generally see who they are.
Sure.
Hard, because sometimes guys are playing in maybe lower leagues, and now they're playing they're great in those lower leagues, and now they're playing maybe a little bit better basketball and play a lesser role for a team. So you're kind of trying to decide who's going to do what for the team. But, you know, fortunately, we had a chance to watch two of ALS games, and we knew they were going to be big, athletic. They were going to try to bully us. And then it just comes down to doing what you do better than what they do. So a little bit of film, but it's definitely not like college or the NBA or even Europe, what these guys are used to.
We saw for, what, 5 days now, some combination of Fred and Landry and Ron, and Clay Anthony was there one day, and just a collection of some of the fan favorites. We've seen current Shockers kind of get in on the celebration as an alumni of the Shocker program. How fun has it been outside the basketball just to have that part of it on the bench? I mean, there were points where you thought Fred was going to rip his shirt off, go out there and run the point for a minute. I mean, it was really
fun.
That
would have been fine, by the
TV.
Way. Yeah, that would have been fine. I could deal with that.
We encourage that. It's been so much fun. That was the whole, you know, genesis of this thing with Ron and I, you know, and JR and Garrett as well. We really wanted this to be a family thing. And, you know, it sounds corny, and everybody, you know, everybody claims family every program you go, but we really, you know, after everything that's going on here, and we really wanted it to be important to get guys back and to make guys feel like they are loved and valued here and can always come back and help strengthen that bond. And so that was, you know, just as important as winning and moving on to Dayton here this last week. That was huge for us. And so for guys like Fred and Landry and Klee and Tekel, and then last night Joe Ragland, great basketball players who, you know, their time is important to them, especially, you know, Fred and Landry, you know, being NBA guys, you don't have just a huge summer. You've got things you've got to get ready for. So it just shows you how much they love these players and this place and Coach Brown, now that they want to, you know, spend that time to come back to Wichita.
And a tip of the hat, and Zach, obviously you go way back into this program, and as a fan first, and, you know, then a player, and now obviously in your involvement with the Aftershocks, never ceases to amaze me the way that Wichita gets out and support anything that has to do with the Shockers. And I would imagine you've got at least three, well, McGee obviously understands the Wichita State thing, even though he was at Iowa State. But you got a couple of other kids from Maryland and from Central Michigan who actually played pretty well last night for you that have gotten a little bit of a glimpse of what we, and I'm not saying that any of us take it for granted, but it's part of the magic of being involved with basketball in a place like Wichita, Kansas. There is nothing that comes in front of basketball, especially the college game and the aftermath of the college game for fans in Wichita. And they just continue to show up and support in huge numbers, and it makes a monstrous difference, but it makes it a great place to play hoops.
Oh, it does. It's such a special, incredible place. You can't, you know, this event isn't what it is without our fans and the way they care about basketball in this city. You don't see it everywhere. Like, you've got some great alumni teams in this, like Syracuse has had a team, Boeheim's Army, for almost since this tournament has been in existence, and West Virginia has a great alumni team, and, you know, those are big time schools and big time conferences, and they don't do what we do. It's just different here. That's all you can, you know, really say. The way they support and love this place and love on us, we definitely don't take it for granted. And it's so fun to see, you know, these non-alum guys get to experience that, because David DeLeo last night when we go out is wearing a Wichita State basketball t-shirt, and, you know, big DeMonte Dodd played for Mark Turgeon. And, you know, when we originally talked, he's like, man, I know all about how amazing fans are, and I would love to be a part of that. The guys really do appreciate it. And it's been so much fun too, just to touch on what you said on the last question about the, wanted to give the current guys on the team, the college team, a shout out, Dex and Mo and, Chauncey, Ricky, Monzi, all those guys are loving this. And that was what we dreamed of with this whole thing, is we want everyone to know each other. It's got to be a thing where if Ricky Council in a year needs Fred's advice, he should have that connection to where he can reach out and call him. And for them to jump on the court last night and all of this stuff, it's, you know, the fan base, everything just is cohesive and seamless. And the way it's been is just magical.
What, I mean, and for some of those guys, obviously not Dex or Mo, but some of those new guys, that's really the first opportunity they've had to see Coke Arena close to what it will be like when they're playing next year. I can't imagine being those young guys and seeing that and seeing Fred and Landry and those guys over there. That has to be, you want to talk about reassuring that you made the right decision to come play here. And what about the guys that are, you know, you're a coach now. Get on the horn with every recruit in the world and be like, hey, turn on the TV right now. It's incredible.
Absolutely. And that's, again, it goes back to that was, I think, kind of the vision all along and dream with this is that we could play a small part in, you know, helping Coach Brown steady the ship and make this a place where we could show guys like, hey, look, this is what we do here. Like nobody else does stuff like this. This is a special place. And it was fun for those guys who haven't seen Coke Arena, really what it was. And even guys coming back like Craig Porter, you know, they're sitting in the stands and Joe Pleasant, you know, new transfer from Abilene Christian. He's looking, my little brother's sitting with him one of the games and he's looking over at him like, this is unbelievable. Like, I just literally can't believe how this crowd is. And shoot, we're 4,000 people short, 3,000 people short of what they're going to get. So it's so exciting for them and us on the staff and that we're involved with getting this here. We really do love this place and we want to be helpful in keeping guys here and helping recruits and helping with IB, anything that he needs of, you know, steadying the ship and keeping guys wanting to be in Wichita.
Well, Zach, congratulations, dude. I mean, just an unbelievable run of three games. Last night was just incredible, absolutely fantastic, in the best tradition of Shocker basketball that I've seen in quite some time. So congratulations for your part in it. Get yourself a little rest and then get back at it up in Ohio. Different kind of challenge for you guys, but how cool to be in the running for a million bones. That's got to be pretty exciting in and of itself. So we wish you the best of luck, and we'll catch up with you soon, okay?
I got the recipe for a good Bloody Mary for you. I'll send
that
your way.
Yeah, I hear you.
If you got the recipe for a little Pedialyte, just send me that one instead. We'll be good.
Need the electrolytes this morning. Good stuff, Zach. Go be well, my friend. We appreciate it. There
Thank
he goes.
You guys.
All right, Zach Bush, just so gracious with his time. And 3-0 is the coach of the Aftershocks. And you're right. It has been a team effort. Jarrett Stutz and JR and of course, Ron Baker and all of those guys have done such a fantastic job making this thing work. And a special tip of the hat to the players who obviously are making it happen as well. So just fantastic. So our thanks to Dexter Dennis and to Zach Bush for taking time out of their day. As one would expect after that ending last night and with this team moving on, a lot of TBT discussion this morning. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll get to some miscellaneous Royals playing baseball again. The moratorium, is it in place? Well, we'll just have to see if there was anything worth talking about from yesterday. And the Olympics, obviously getting going. We've already had one stunning upset with the women's soccer team. It's not the end of the world, but not a great start for a team that had won 44, or at least hadn't lost, in 44 straight starts. So we'll chat about that and other things as we continue. A little OTD at the end of the hour coming up to finish it off on a Wednesday edition. Jacob and I will be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app.
Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.